Yes, it is absolutely her day. Pat Carrigan here. And normally when we talk to Karen Travers, it's about very serious stuff involving the White House, but not today. Today it is Karen Travers Day. It's the Philadelphia Eagles Day and the big parade. Karen, congratulations on your team winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you. I did very well, I think, to get them to this point, right?
Oh, absolutely. Good luck charm, I think.
The atmosphere has just been amazing all morning and early afternoon here in Philadelphia. I talked to people earlier today who got their spot along the parade route at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
It is not warm here today in Philadelphia, but they said they drove down, they parked their car, walked all the way over to the route, and just wanted to get their spot up close because they said it was a day they've been waiting for forever. There was a moment earlier when there were buses coming down along the parade route, and there were signs on the buses that said it was Eagles, friends, and family. So, you know, getting them to their probably front row seats. The crowd went crazy. Like, they're so excited to cheer for anybody, even if it's, you know, somebody on the team's cousin that's on a bus. They're going to give them a big round of applause.
Well, it seems like everybody in Philadelphia is off work or out of class today, officially.
The whole city is essentially shut down because the parade route is about 5 miles coming from South Philadelphia, where the stadiums are, all the way up to the Art Museum. Now, you'll see some images of this later. Those iconic steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum, where another Philadelphia underdog ran up those steps, turned around and looked. That's going to be the view for the Eagles today for this parade.
Wow.
Where Rocky stood at the top, looking out towards Center City.
Wow.
Along that whole route, I mean, they're estimating they could put 2 million people in this section of the city. We'll see what the estimates end up playing out to be, but people have just been screaming off the subways and out of the regional rail stations for hours trying to get a spot. And it's really been just festive. You know, everybody, at this point, the nerves are out, the angst is out, just excited to celebrate.
You know, we understand a little bit of that here in the Bay Area because in 2010, when the San Francisco Giants won their first championship here, and we had our first parade, I mean, you couldn't, the goosebumps were about the size of Mount Vesuvius, so we get it.
Yeah, and you know, it's cool, just talking, I stayed with some friends last night who live right here downtown, and you talk to people, and it's like, it's just a nice thing that everybody can agree on. Because certainly, people don't agree on anything anymore, but there's one thing that brings everybody together. It's their love of this football team. And everybody's in jerseys, hats, sweatshirts. You've got T-shirts being sold all around the city. It's just, a, you know, like I said, it's a festive environment. And the mayor's hoping that things stay in control. What he calls the knucklehead contingent stays home and doesn't cause any trouble like we saw after the game. But it really was small pockets of that on Sunday.
And I have to ask you, because this is an opportunity to ask you this question, what's today like for you personally?
My father coached high school football for 30-some years, so I grew up on the sidelines of high school games. My brother played in college, so as a family, football was just part of the weekend, part of the DNA. And so, funny, my dad actually had to come down to D.C. to help me out with our kids so I could come up to Philadelphia. So he's missing the parade, but he said it was important for me to be up here.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And you get paid for it, too. This is a good deal today.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's very rare to be able to gush while I'm covering a story. I think today I can do it.
Well, you deserve it after all those days at the White House, I think. And I know many more to come. One more thing for you, Karen. I know you've got to be excited about this, too. Not as excited as you are with the Eagles, but, you know, now we know that ginger emojis are coming.
And I didn't see that.
You didn't. Well, listen, it's nice to scoop you
fantastic.
For a change.
Yeah, thank you.
If you've ever seen Karen on ABC television, you know that she is a redhead for sure. So I thought you might enjoy the ginger emojis.
That's a perfect day to have that as my big news. I love it. Thank you. I'm going to go look it up now.
It's just an extra special prize for you during the Philadelphia Eagles parade. Congratulations. I hope it's as much fun for you as it is for the other 2 million people.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. That is Karen Travers from ABC News. And as I said, often with us, talking about very serious subjects, but not today. She is in the cups, as they say, watching the Philadelphia Eagles parade. And speaking of the ginger emojis, can somebody tell Sheriff Rob Giordano that the bald emojis are coming too?